Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. To get the piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yes. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational stack to see successful guests promote herself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening, Beach Man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you are live in the remix. I want to say peace and greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone out there joining us here live on the forum. Peace and greetings to everyone. Welcome to the remix on February the 14th, 2014. Peace and greetings, everyone. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can get that number locked in, and you could come on over and join us in the remix, or you can come on over and you can join us in chat because... check it out. The chat room is open and the Remix family is in the chat room. So just come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word, and you can come on in and join us here in chat. Peace and greetings to you guys. It's so good to have you here joining us here in the remix here tonight or in the morning, depending on what part of the world you're in. It's just good to have you guys there. We're going to listen to some music, so I want to encourage you to get on up and kind of move yourself around as we get ready to get into the share tonight. Lights of Illumination is what we're going to be talking about here tonight. And I'll also be taking your calls. So you definitely want to make sure that you're on the phone lines. That's going to be a good place to be tonight as I take your calls here live in the remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue, and just so glad to have you guys here live in the remix. So we're going to be listening to some music as we get ready to get started, and then we'll be right back after that.
Yeah.
Love that song. You've got the best of my love. And certainly that speaks true to the Remix family and how I feel about each one of you. Let me say, do I dare say happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there? I do want to say that message because I think it is so important that we do take these opportunities. It should be every single day, but whenever we can celebrate things of love and just from being honest and being pure in our heart, it's always a beautiful thing to do. So happy Valentine's Day to those of you out there just sending the love as we do every single day. So truth be told, every day it's Valentine's Day for us at The Remix. And welcome to the show tonight. Peace and greetings to everyone out there, no matter where in the world you're listening from and how you're listening. I want to invite you to come on over. Join us here live in the forum. It's a great place to be, and I'll be taking your calls here. Esther's going to join me in just a moment and give those international shots out as we do this very special remix show here tonight on this very, very powerful night. We have a lot of beautiful energy that's in the air tonight. Tonight is all, you know, is about illumination. A lot of that is going on at this particular time, and we have all kinds of messages coming in from the sun and from the moon, and we're going to talk about that throughout the night tonight as I also take calls and do some readings for you as well. A couple of announcements I want to make and I want to talk about as we get ready to get into the evening here. I want to welcome you. I see you guys getting yourselves all situated on the phone lines as well as getting yourself situated in chat. And so it's so good to just have you guys here. www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix is all one word, is what you can do, and you can come on in. You can join us in chat. If you're a guest and you're joining us for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome. Welcome to The Remix, and it's so good to have you here. You can click the link at the very bottom. Tell us who you are. It takes a couple of minutes to sign up. Come in. The Remix family is there. We're going to make you feel welcome, make you feel right at home, and just welcome you in. Don't forget, if you have a smartphone or something that's on the Android market, to get yourself over, go download the Remix app. And many of you have been using that, so I'm really, really happy about that. That was our gift from the Remix. And so really happy about you guys using the app. It keeps you in touch with everything with me, Miss Blue, and it also keeps you in touch with everything on the remix. So peace and love to all of you out there. I'm so glad you guys decided to take this opportunity and just to come over and share with us on the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1 when you get on the phone lines once we get ready to get into the share to talk about that. But welcome to the remix here tonight. Okay, so a couple of announcements that I want to make. Of course, it's the weekend, and so many of you have been placing your order for the Chem Deck, and those orders go out on Sunday. So I just want to say, you know, thank you to you guys for purchasing the Chem Deck. Don't forget, if you have purchased the Chem Deck, to go over and leave a comment. Many of you from all around the world have left your comments about working with the Know Your Magic Psychic Oracle Deck. How powerful and impactful that's been in your life. And so that's a beautiful thing. And maybe we'll even use some of the Chem Deck tonight too. So that'll be really, really cool. But if you have a Chem Deck and you haven't left sort of your experience you've had with the Chem Deck, I want to invite you to go on over and definitely have you your comment. You can find everything in the show notes, or you can go to www.msblueblast.com/cards, and you can find that detail. Also want to thank you for everyone who's purchased the Know Your Magic audio workbook, which is another amazing tool to just help you with your experience here on the planet Earth, and teaching you about all things magic. You get to listen to it over and over again and really get to work with your own energy. Many, many of you are working with that throughout the world on the planet, and it brings me joy every time I get a message from you. So you can check that out as well, www.msblueblast.com. So now, on another note, I want to talk about the energy. The energy here, but before we actually get into that, I do have a couple of announcements. I want to send love out to Brother Bobby Hemet and to his queen, Linda. I spoke with Brother Bobby this week, and it was amazing just to hear him, feel his energy and talk with him, and just to see his progression as he continues on his path and journey, and speak with Queen Linda, and just to hear their heartfelt message about all of you who have continuously been reaching out and supporting Brother Bobby and Queen Linda as he enters into his journey of just healing and recovery, and just continuing on his work. It did my heart so well to speak with Brother Bobby this week, and it was bleak. Amazing. So I also want to encourage you guys that you still can begin to give to the fund for Brother Bobby Hemet, and you can still do that. You need to go over to YouFundMe, go over to the remix page, and on the remix page, video page, you will see a link there that was posted from a new site where you can actually give those funds. I'll definitely make sure that I give that out. It's kind of a long URL, but you go over there and you'll see the new site where you can actually still support for Brother Bobby Hemet. And also, the other thing that I want you guys to keep some of our Remix family members in your thoughts, in your hearts tonight. We have several Remix family members, and, you know, it's interesting. Tonight, I got bombarded with a lot of calls, a lot of different information, and a lot of things just kind of came at me at once tonight. And there's quite a few Remix family members that have members in our family who have made their transition. I do want to send a shout-out to Mr. Original Titan, who is a very big supporter of the Remix in her time now, and just send her nothing but thoughts of love and thoughts of joy, and just to herself and to her family in this particular time, and all of our other remix family members. You know, that's one of the toughest things that we have to deal with here on the planet Earth and being human, is really to have one of our loved ones make their transition right before us. And sometimes that can be mentally, physically, and other times spiritually. And no matter what the level is, it still is very, very challenging. So just sending love out to everyone for that. The other thing I want to talk about also is that Tupac and John Singletary is going to be coming out with a movie. They're going to be doing his bio, and that's going to be coming out soon, a Tupac movie, to really be able to see this and done in a way where the integrity of the brother Tupac is being kept, because, you know, Singletary is going to be doing the movie, and of course, you know, he's famous for many of the movies that he's made, Boys in the Hood, quite a few other things that he's done, and really did an excellent job of keeping that integrity in there. So he's going to be working on that project, and that's going to be coming out soon. We definitely want to look out for that. The other thing is we have so many people without lights, without electricity, that is dealing with a lot of this cold weather. And, you know, it's twofold when I start to think about these cold thoughts. A lot of it is because of the frequency and vibration, unfortunately, a place where a lot of us are. And so places who have never got hit by cold weather is getting hit with some very, very brutal cold weather. And, you know, this is an opportunity to really stay within your heart center and really just be about your heart center. It was very, very warm where I was today, actually. It was beautiful. It was almost like a spring day. It was almost 78 degrees here, and it was just amazing just to be able to feel the sun and to feel the warmth of the sun. So I do want to send that out to all of those who may be dealing with a lot of this cold weather. And we'll talk more about why that's happening as well, too. So just want to kind of send warm wishes out to all of you across the planet who is dealing with these, you know, sub-zero temperatures, these freezing cold temperatures throughout the planet. The other thing is Denzel Washington's son, his oldest son, is actually going to be starring in a movie. So here comes another John. So a lot of energy of John. We have John doing the Tupac movie, and now Denzel Washington's oldest son, John, is going to be starring in an HBO special called Ballers. And he's actually going to be playing a character called Ricky. So he'll be taking his leading role, following in his father's footsteps. So that's going to be real interesting to see how that kind of plays itself out there as we go along. Oh, I want to remind you guys, don't forget the Love Seminar. So many of you have already inquired, you've signed up for it, but the Love Seminar that's going to be going on, it's an online workshop. It's going to be with myself and Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience, and also from Self Invested. We're going to be doing this workshop together, 7 Layers of Affection. It's going to be February 22nd. If you're interested in it, send an email to question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. And just put love in the comments and that you're interested in attending the workshop. So many of you have already enrolled yourself and signed up. So we are super, super, super just ready. Yeah, so excited just to be able to connect with you guys and get ready to get into that workshop. So you don't want to miss out on that. Everyone who attends is going to receive a recording. So you don't necessarily have to be present. You just need to sort of reserve your seat for the workshop and be able to do that. And if you're in the chat room, you will be able to see the URL for Brother Bobby Emmett as well, too, so you can continue that. That's www.youcaring.com, medical-fundraiser/Bobby-Hemmett-love-fund. 127072. That's going to be there. If you're in the chat room, you'll be able to get that, or you can go over to the Remix Radio or family page, and you can see that as well, too. So you can continue that if that capacity. And so Love Seminar is going to be amazing. You want to be there. If you're a person who loves yourself, you want to be in the seminar. This workshop is for you. You love yourself or know someone who loves you, you want to be there. That's who it's for. And we're going to be covering many, many hours just really talking about so many different things. I cannot tell you how excited I am and Brother Bilal for us to bring this information to you. So that's going to be amazing. The other thing I want to talk about, self-invested. Let me go ahead and ring the bell. I want to ring the bell on self-invested for you guys and let know the self-invested workshop is going to be coming up this weekend and got a very, very special treat. For those of you who are self-invested, you know, we do workshops on the weekend for everyone who's self-invested. You can be self-invested for yourself or for your family. And you can definitely email to find out more information about becoming self-invested. And to become self-invested, all you have to do, email again, question, question, number4blue@gmail.com, and you can find out about how you can become self-invested. Well, this weekend in self-invested, we have a special treat because we are going to have husband and wife, partner and partner, music producers, composers, that is going to be really, really helping you understand the sound and frequency of music and self-invested this weekend. This is very, very special and dear to me. An amazing brother and sister that's going to be coming. They're just going to be dropping so many jewels when it comes. Everybody who attends that's a part of self-invested is going to get a very special treat for them. You're going to learn some things about sound and frequency and music in a way that you have never experienced it before. So this weekend, that's going to be going on in self-invested, and that's only for the self-invested family. So you guys, we have a special treat coming up tomorrow. I am super, super excited about that. So we're going to get some music therapy going on in a very, very big way. So that's going to be nice. I look forward to that tomorrow. So now that we have all of the announcements taken care of, I want to make sure that I'm definitely taking care of you guys as well, too, and just letting you guys know, welcome to The Remix. I'm your host, of course, Miss Blue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can press 1 when you get on the phone lines because we will be talking to you. We're also going to be doing some international shots out, and actually Esther is going to do the international shots out tonight because there's so many of our international family that's out there listening from all over the world, and we recognize you. So whatever day, whatever night, whatever time, whatever place, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, we just want you to know that we are just so honored to have you here sharing the platform with us this evening. So I'm going to go ahead and bring on Esther, and of course you know she's the other host here at The Remix, and she's going to do the international shout out. Peace and greetings to you, Esther.
Peace, Miss Blue. Peace, Remix family.
Greetings.
Hey.
Yeah.
Right.
So we're going to do the international shout out and give all of those international shout out to all of our international listeners listening all over the world.
All right. Let's see. So we have listeners in Cyprus, Bulgaria, Japan, the Sudan, Qatar, Bhutan, Laos, Argentina, the Congo, Cape Verde, Ghana, Greece, Belgium, Austria, Denmark, Nepal, Lithuania, Bangladesh, Mozambique, Saudi Arabia, Malaysia, Chile, Spain, Thailand, Egypt, Italy, Brazil, the Philippines, of course, Trinidad and Tobago, the Bahamas, India, Australia, Tunisia, Jamaica, of course, Germany, Barbados, the Netherlands, Turkey, France, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Africa is representing tonight, Canada, and the UK, and then, of course, everyone in the U.S. And I also want to send some love to everybody down in the South. They had a earthquake tonight.
Yes.
Atlanta, South Carolina, and all those areas. So much love to everyone.
Yes, yes. Just a lot of things going on, and thank you for that, Esther, as well.
Yes.
Just it's so many different things that are going on. I know you're going to be right there. Thank you so much for that, Esther. And
yes, thank you. Peace and love.
Peace and love. Oh, wow. Just so much going on, you guys, so much energy, so many things that are happening, and so much going on. So we do want to send lots of love and light. And tonight, that's what we're going to be talking about as we go through lights of illumination. What are lights? Lights are energy. Light is produced from energy. You can think of it this way. We have billions of spinning light that is rotating throughout our body, called chakra, or spinning wheels of light that's inside of our body. We are constantly producing light, but not all light is illumination, not all of it. When I talk about illumination, I'm talking about illumination in the sense of really the light that really comes from our soul and how we can begin to tap more into that light and really kind of project that light out into the universe, out into the atmosphere. A lot of times the light that we have around us is not missing that thinking, many things that we're doing, many things that we're connected with, things that we've connected ourselves with. And sometimes our light can get very, very low. I spoke to a lot of people this week, and a lot of things have been going on that their light is very, very low within them. And so tonight, I want to encourage everyone to really just kind of put themselves in a position where you can begin to start thinking about those things that really light you up from inside. This is a great time to begin to start thinking about that on the day. Those of us in the West, we call Valentine's Day, and we celebrate that particular day. I think it's a great opportunity to take a look at how well you love yourself. That is going to bring about the most light that you could ever create or generate on this planet. And send that light. This is time that if you haven't taken time to look yourself in the mirror and tell yourself how much you love yourself and really give that acknowledgement, that you stop and do that. A lot of times we're busy giving love to other people and family members that's in our lives, and that's important too, and to those that are close to us. But we cannot forget to shine that light within, because that's important as well too. So I want us to take some time to do that also as we go through. And also, we'll talk about some other things as we continue. I'm sure they're going to come up with the callers as we continue to call. So you guys are free to call in. I'm going to be taking your calls here tonight. 646-652-2271 is the next call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line, and we're going to go straight to the phones. So calling in from area code 773, you're live in the remix. Please list who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Renee. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay, greetings, Renee, calling from Chicago. How's the weather up there?
It's very cold, snowing. Not snowing, but just very cold.
Very cold, yes, yes. And so what can I do for you tonight?
I was wondering if I can get a mini reading on my love life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you certainly can. I don't know about mini. I don't really do the mini readings anymore, but we can definitely talk about it. When you say your love life, let me have you go ahead and put your energy in it. I want you, Renee, to put your light in it. And so what is the question that you have for me this evening?
I was wondering, will I find someone in the near future, and is he out there, and will I live, you know, a happy life with him and have children?
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to kind of put you back into, because it's important. Do you have me on speaker by chance? I think I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, can you take me off, please? Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you. All right. Well, one of the things is so true is that you're not free-falling here, and that's one of the things that I definitely like to empower everybody with to understand, that we play a very critical role in our lives and how our lives are manifesting for us. We don't control everything because that's something completely different, but anytime that you're making decisions, you need to put your will in there. And when you say, will I, that means that you have taken your will out. Your will is not with you. When you say, will I find somebody? Will I be happy? Will I? That means that you have given your free will away. So what I want to invite you to do is to take your free will back, to take it back. And so the question then becomes, if that is what you desire in your heart, of course you can have that. Why couldn't you have that? Why wouldn't you be able to have that? And what is actually blocking you from being able to know within your heart? Because we have moved past even visualization. We have moved past even sort of the meditative state of this. We have moved into the place of where we're either going to step into and we're going to own it or we're not. It's not about forcing things to happen. It's about really, really knowing what's true for you in your heart. And so one thing that instantly comes up for you is that there is a part of you that does trust.
That doesn't trust?
Yes, that does not trust. There is no trust there. There's a big part of you that doesn't trust. You don't trust people. There's a lot of situations where your trust has been broken. There's a lot of situations where your trust has been abandoned from you, even at a very early age. You had your trust very much abandoned from you. And so all of these things have been impacted. And will you find love? You're certainly capable. You're a beautiful sister. You have a beautiful energy and a beautiful spirit about yourself. So you can. But the first place we have to start, Renee, and it's a tough place sometimes to start, is to start for you working. You know, interesting enough, we talked about this, and we've been doing this work with the priestess in the priestesshood, and this has a lot to do with two energy centers. And so I want to take you to these two particular places so we can look at sort of the root cause of the problem and where this all began. But this has to do with, and we'll stay textbook here, it has to do with two of your energy centers. This has to do with your root energy center with your root chakra, and the other one is your heart. And these are the only two energy centers that is directly connected to blood. To blood. And I want you to just think about blood like in the physical sense, but I want you to think about blood like your bloodline. This is all about your first family. This has everything to do with your family taught you that love was about. You know, this is really, it has a lot to do with that. So this is where we have to begin to start looking at that. And one of the things I want to challenge you with is it is about you looking into the past, not staying in the past, but I want you to look to the past. And I want you to start looking at those people in your family that hurt you, that where those abandonment issues have come in, where those broken trust issues have come in, and not look at them as family members, but look at them as souls. Because when we start to look at people as our family members or people we consider to be a part of our family, it becomes two traumatizing to even start to internalize how that can happen, because this is your bloodline. So I want you to start looking at them as souls and recognizing that everybody is at a different place in how they're evolving themselves. And that's going to ease some of that. And then the other thing that I want you to do is to start learning how to trust yourself 100%, because you don't.
Okay. I know.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what I really want you to do. I promise you, you will find so many things that will open up for you. If you sit and you just trust, I don't care what it is, if something is telling you that you must say something, if you must do something, and you're not feeling this from your mind, but you're truly feeling this within your heart, take some time and place your hand on your heart. Because, see, the part of the heart where the chakra goes, this is about circulation. And a lot of times this is also about the releasal. It's about the flow. It's about the ebb and flow that's happening in your life. And so I want you to really, really be inside of your heart when you feel this. And also think about your blood from your root chakra. And take this time to really detox yourself and release those things from yourself that you've been holding on to that has been blocking you from trusting.
Okay.
From trusting.
So when you say trusting, you're talking about how I perceive things.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, how you perceive things. And so let me ask you, how many people can you say you trust in your life?
I never, you know, that's a good question. I never really thought about that. I'll say maybe two.
Two people. And so what that equates to is that actually only trust 2% of yourself, because we really are looking at that reflection. You get what I'm saying? And when you can trust yourself 100%, then you can trust everybody. You can trust them to be exactly who they are, and you won't have to be confused with that, because you will be moving from your heart space. So whatever happened, you know that you went from your heart. Let's take a look. Let's take a look, because I know you're willing to do the work. And I want you to take a look. In about 2 months, I see a lot of things opening up for you and really just blossoming yourself in ways you've never done. The other thing I want you to do, I want you to write a love letter to yourself. Have you ever written yourself a love letter?
No.
I want you to write yourself a love letter and put it in the mail and have it sent to you. Have it sent physically, take it to the post office and have them send that letter back to you, and I want you to read it.
Okay.
So write yourself a love letter, and when that letter comes back, I want you to work with that energy, maybe put it on your altar, sleep it underneath your pillow, because you need to learn what it feels like to truly love Renee, and I don't think you've been in that space for a very long time.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So do that. Do that. And then come back and let us know. So, yes, it's possible for you to be married and have children. Of course. Why not? If that's what you truly want, you do. First, you have to go through the issue of trust, learning how to love yourself completely and wholly, and of course.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Blue.
All right, you're welcome. Peace and love to you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 314, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Nina. I'm calling from Missouri. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful, Nina. How are you?
Good. So I wanted to see if I could get a reading from you. I'm in a period of transition in my life right now, and I just want to know what direction I'm going in.
You want to know what direction you're going in? Okay, let's take a look. It is a time of transition for you. I definitely will agree with that. And one of the things that you're struggling with at this time is finding balance. because she spent way too much time. Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Okay.
You know, and really taking a look at these things. And, you know, one of the things that I also see when I take a look at you and energetically I get in your energy, I see sort of this light that is above you. But I see you turning your back to this light, and I see you with your head down as if you're refusing to look into the light.
Really?
So I want you to tell me, what is your greatest fear at this time?
I think it is just trusting others in general, or and just kind of listening to what you said to the other caller. Maybe it's even, you know, trusting myself.
This is about you, really. I know you might have seen this at some time. Is there, and that is, if you have you ever stood still and just leaned back and just kind of fell back? You know how sometimes they do that game where they have the people standing there and they tell you to close your eyes and just fall back?
No, I have never done that.
Yeah, it's about, you know, because you got to have a degree of trust that the people are going to catch you. You understand? Or is the person standing there? And sometimes they do this with business groups. They do this with families who are struggling with issues. And they tell them, they'll take the two people that you do not trust the most, and they will put them behind you, and they will tell you, the instructor will say, close your eyes, put your hands over your face, and I want you to lean back. I want you to just hold on yourself and just fall. It takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of trust to just fall. I'll give you another example. If you've ever seen a concert and you've seen one of the artists just jump into the audience and they carry him. You've seen that, right? And you got to know how much trust they have that the people that you surrounded yourself with, that you have put this into, that they will not let you fall. They won't. That takes a lot. It takes a lot to get to that particular point. For you, I want you to take that word trust, and I want you to move it, and I want you to replace it with sadness. Because a big part for you in your life is that you spent so much energy trying not to be sad that you've been sad. If that makes sense. You did a lot of work on saying, I don't want to be unhappy. I just want to be sad. You did so much work to ensure you would not be sad. And you ended up so sad. Ain't that the best? Boy,
yeah,
I tell
it's
you.
Very sad.
Yeah. Yeah. But here's what I want you to know, that a lot of this is just your conscious mind. And I will share something with you. I'll share this with everybody here. The conscious mind really wasn't designed for thinking. It's amazing that that's what we use it for. It has literally become our think tank. It is literally what is leading us. And it's almost as if we have a collar around our neck. And the conscious mind is yanking that, saying, come on, this is what you're going to do. And we follow suit. We follow suit to that. But here's the amazing thing. Every second, the conscious mind processes 40 particles of information. Every second. So that's a lot of information. Every 40 seconds, it's processing information. But our higher self, that place where we become one, we become whole, what we like to call through the right brain, mm-hmm. it processes psychic information. And that is 800 million particles per second that's coming at you. 800 million particles per second. Isn't that amazing how we get stuck in the left brain when we got 800 million particles of psychic information coming at us that we can choose to be, do, feel, know, and understand anything.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it is right. Simply about getting out of our head space and recognizing we are not our minds.
Okay.
We mm-hmm. are definitely not our mind. We're not our mind. We're not at all. And we can choose so many different options, but that takes work. For you, your work is to release your sadness.
Okay.
It's to release it. It's finally let go. And there's a couple of ways that we can actually release sadness. And one of the ways that we can actually release sadness is by filling this space with joy. That's one of the ways that we can do it. Finding those things that truly bring us joy. I'm an advocate for at least a couple of times today that we really take that opportunity and we just focus on joy. Take ourselves back into our childhood to some good memories. We don't have one, hell, create one. Create a beautiful mm-hmm. childhood memory when you were experiencing joy. And that's instantly going to pull you out of your headspace.
Okay.
It'll pull you from a lot of this lower energy. And then you can do yourself well.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do yourself so well. Just have a tantrum. Lay on your floor, close your door, and scream, and kick, and holler. Can you hear me okay? Is that better?
You're cutting in and out, but you know, I'm making out what you're saying, but you know, there are some issues. I don't know if that's my line.
Okay.
Or
no, I think it's on my end, but we're going to see if we can get a little better there. Yeah. Quite sure, make a little better. So yeah, I want to lay on the floor and have a temper tantrum.
Okay.
And release mm-hmm. the sadness. Just a little kid wilding out on the floor, kicking, screaming, yelling, shouting. You need to get it out. All of these issues come from two of these energy centers. That's the root chakra. And that's also from the heart chakra. Those are very closely connected to each other, you know. Very, very closely connected to each other. Has a lot to do with how the blood is flowing, how the energy, the blood force energy is flowing through our body and what we're using it for. Because based upon those thoughts, you know, thoughts and things, one of the very first videos I did several years ago, really shows you that whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're focusing on, you're actually creating more of that energy, more of it, not less, more of it. So really about focusing your attention on there, but you need to really release sadness from yourself. And then you'll see your way forward and retrust that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you're moving in the right direction. In about three months, you'll really be able to understand energy will sort of kind of even itself out. You'll know how to begin to move forward. I would say right now, don't make any haste decisions because it would not be based on what you truly felt in your heart. Because right now, your mind is leading you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yes, that makes a lot of sense. Yes.
Yeah. Your mind is leading you. And it's okay, but you've got to let your mind know you are not your mind. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, wonderful. And can I ask you one other question, the infamous, how many spirit guides do you see around me?
You have 9 spirit guides. I knew you were going to ask, and they were all just standing there looking at me. You have 9
really?
That are okay. with you and really, really helping you to understand this process of really about creation and about birth and about completion, about recognizing, because another thing your spirit guides say that you don't do is you don't give yourself enough credit when you have completed things, when you've done things successfully. It's like you get stuck on what you've messed up or what is not going right, you know? So they are encouraging you to have that party where you just get on the floor and scream and have a temper tantrum and have a party afterwards. That's what they're saying.
Okay.
We want a party afterwards. So release that sadness from yourself. Send it out into the universe so it could definitely be recycled just for some positive energy to flow back. So, yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue.
Oh, you're welcome. Would love to hear from you and see how those things are going. In about 3 months, you're going to see, it's just going to be, you're going to be like, wow, where was I 3 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how beautiful it's going to be. All right. Well, peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. We're live in Remix, everyone. I'm taking your call tonight. Going to go to the next caller. Calling in from Erica. For you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello, I'm sorry. I didn't know I was going to actually get on the line, but thank you. And I'm really interested in knowing what you can pick up about my career. Right now, I'm feeling kind of stifled where I am, and I think I need to make a change, but I just need some clarity on it.
All right. Sure, we could certainly do that. Can you tell me what your name is and where you're calling from?
I'm sorry, I'm from Chicago, and my name is Isis.
Isis, okay. Isis, I'm calling from Chicago. Isis calling from Chicago. Okay, Isis, well, here's a couple of things. You said as far as your career, I'm a little confused on that title that you've given the work that you're doing, because I never really seen it as a career for you. I think it was just the job, but is this your career? Because I don't really see what you're doing as this was your career. When I think of career, I think about that work that's more tied to your passion and your heart center, and I don't see this as that work.
I enjoy doing it. It's just I'm not sure if I'm in the right environment, but...
Mm-hmm.
I'm a writer, so right now I'm working for a publication, and I just don't know if it's the right fit.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a couple of things that I will tell you. I think you're more than just a writer. Now, forgive me, I don't know your, company jargon, but I think you're more than just a writer. I don't think that where you're at, the reason that you're feeling the way you are is because you're being called to do something greater. Does that make sense? It doesn't mean that it's time to just get up and say, to the job. But what's happening is you're not being fulfilled because you're not getting a chance to write about and express yourself in the way you want to. So creatively, you're still in a job. even though you are a writer and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah. So you're getting an opportunity to write, but most of the time you're not able to have the freedom to write the way you want to write.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's actually started to make a conflict between me and some other people.
Because it kind of made me
almost question myself, like, what am I doing? Am I even good at this? And I know that I am.
Well,
it's just
conflicting. Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing, but the challenge is not where you are. I'm going to tell you, don't quit your day job. Don't do it.
Okay.
That's it. It's not time to quit your day job. It's not. But what you really need to do is literally, I want you to clean your house. I do. Mm-hmm. So let me explain why I'm telling you to clean your house. Because you have so many things that you've written over the years that you've kept, that when you're going through cleaning up that, it's going to spark all of that originality back inside of you.
Mm.
When you're going through and you're looking through those papers and you're seeing articles you wrote and things that you've jotted down, you're going to get that passion back. And once you do, then you need to find a creative, sacred space where you can openly and freely write and express yourself. That's going to be necessary while you're going through this time of transition on your job. So that's what's going to balance you out from where you're writing at. You're also going to have to do your own writing. You can express yourself about things that you're passionate about and about things that you love.
Mm-hmm.
And what has happened is you've been so much into this space that it has definitely caused you to almost forget, like you said, to question, can I write? Of course you can. So I want you to clean your house. Spend some time this weekend. Go back through all of your stuff and take a look at it, because that's where you're going to find, of course you can, that confirmation. Of course I can write. Of course I can do this. Of course this is what I love. Of course this is the way I express myself. Of course I know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fighting for something that already belongs to you on your job. Remember, that is position. And in that position, even though they were looking for writers, they were looking for writers to creatively express someone else's vision. And it's nothing wrong with helping people express their vision, because one day you'll be in the position where you'll have other writers under you, and you're going to want them to help express your vision. So I want you to start looking at that as you are a part of a team. Because that has been a challenge for you, being a team player.
It has, yes.
It really has, yes. I see that it has really been a challenge. But I want you to know you have absolutely nothing to prove. You are there to support that vision. And so now you need to find a place where you can express your own vision too while you're supporting that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to make that, helping somebody else is going to make it too easy, because you already have your place where you're expressing your own vision. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Wow.
Yeah. So your spiritual prescription for you, my dear, is to get in there, go through those closets, go through those boxes. I want you to clean house, and I want you, while you're cleaning house, all of the stuff that you wrote, read it 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. I want you to read absolutely everything that you wrote, things you wrote on a napkin, things you wrote on pieces of paper. I want you to go back and read that, because that's going to help you light up your fire and bring that illumination back inside of you. Because, of course, you're an amazing writer, and I would love to see what you're writing. I can look for more writers on my team, so I would love to see what you're writing. But I want you to get into the place of expressing your vision, and that's all you're saying. So whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether you start your own blog, which you have, by the way, and just haven't been working it, but working on those things and express yourself fully the way you want to express yourself.
Definitely will be cleaning this weekend. Wow.
Yes. Okay. So even if you have to get a suit, I want to tell you this, even if you say, well, some of the things I say, go and get me fired. Use a pseudonym. Writers have been doing that since the beginning of time. We'll find out when you're 51, it was your ass. Use a pseudonym. Right.
Okay, I'm going to work on that, too. Definitely. Well, thank you so much, Ms. Blue. One more question that I have, just like with my writing, because I do feel like confident enough, I guess, to work for someone else, but to really begin to like write for myself again, is there a guide around me maybe to help me with that?
You do have many guides that are there, and your guides, you have a total of 8 of them around you, and so they have been working with you, and they have been helping you. But I want to give you a particular goddess that will also help you and just give you that inspiration that you need. And that goddess I want you to work with is the goddess Shaset. She was the goddess over the scribe. She's an ancient Kemetic goddess. And she was the writer god. She was the written oracle. She was that goddess. And she's also where we got the fairy godmother. She carries a wand, which your pen is your wand. Your finger is your wand. I want you to think about that. And I want you to find a picture of her. There's lots of hieroglyphs out there that have pictures of her. Take a look at that. And I want you to begin to channel that energy, read her story, understand her magic as she had it, because she was a badass goddess when it came to taking the oracle words and putting it into the written form. In fact, she was the goddess that you often see whispering in the god Tahuti's ear, telling his ass what to say. They was getting that information from her. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much. And one reason I was just, like, taken back is because for whatever reason, I've been really drawn to fairies lately. So
yes.
You saying that, it kind of makes sense because it's been almost, like, freaky how, like, just drawn to fairies lately I have been. Yeah.
Yes, well, that's where we got the fairy godmother from, and the whole wand and all of that. It came from the goddess Shaset. So S-E-S-H-E-T, Shaset. I want you to study her, read her story throughout the myths. And, you know, when you go to sleep at night, you know, ask her to show up in your dreams. And tomorrow, this weekend, when you're cleaning, for her to come around. She's been sending signs because she is connected with the fairy world as well, too, and really helping to bring things to life, because that's what fairies do. They bring things to life. I'm very much connected to the fairy kingdom, so I can definitely relate to you. So it's about bringing things to life and using your wand, whether that be your finger or whether that be a pen that you're writing with, you are using your wand. So yes, yeah, that's the goddess for you to work with. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Make sure you email me or let me know how things are going. And, yeah, love to hear from you. Peace and love. Hold the line.
Peace and love. Good night.
Good night. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller on the phone lines. We're talking about lights of illumination on this very, very beautiful, powerful day. And lots of energy. The CMEs have been coming in, which are downloads that we get from the sun. A matter of fact, there's tons of auras that are being sort of kind of cast out almost like fairy dust all over the planet in the last couple of days. And I know you guys can feel it. I know it is everywhere. You're feeling these downloads. You're feeling all of these, you know, just these sprinkles coming on you at the particular time. And it is just simply beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 505. You're live on Mixed Beast, who you are, where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Patricia, and I'm calling from New Mexico. Excuse me. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Patricia. Do you have a speaker, Patricia?
I'm sorry?
Do you have a speaker?
No. Actually, your voice is coming in and out. It's breaking up. I have the computer on, but I turned it off, so that shouldn't be.
That's what I heard. Okay. All right. Well, greetings to you, Patricia.
Thank you. Yes, I definitely feel these downloads, but Miss Blue, I need your help tonight because I was supposed to meet my brother and my father tomorrow, but every time I think about my family, I get in a really, really, really bad mood, and I just want to get away from them, my family. My energy is changing, and just last year, quite a bit of people were removed from my life, which was a good thing. And so I feel like I'm doing a lot of clearing, and I'm just wanting to just rid myself of just a lot of people. And I'd like to know what you see about that. I just don't want to be with my family anymore. And I feel good about it.
Well,
it's just that I have to get rid of that attachment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you this. The number one thing that I will tell you, Patricia, is always trust yourself. You know, always be able to trust yourself. I think that's one of the most powerful and beautiful things we can do for ourselves. And, you know, earlier I was talking about those two energy centers, and particularly the first energy center, what we call the root chakra or the base chakra. This is all about our first family. And many of us who are dealing with issues in our first family, this is exactly where this energy is showing up. And I agree with you because as soon as you started talking about your family, I can see how that first chakra was moving for you. And, you know, one of the things that I would say, to look at your family not as something that you're bound to, because I know it's difficult for some people to realize just because we were born into these families, it's not necessarily a part of our soul group. And we can feel that. We can truly, honestly feel that. And there is absolutely nothing wrong if you are in a healthier space, if you are in a mental better space, that we have to sometimes separate from that first family. Sometimes it's necessary to do. The one thing that I would challenge you to do, because for you, it's a matter of when you get around them, what happens is they honestly sort of kind of take control over you. And it's kind of a weird thing that I see. And they do it sort of subtly. And you feel this bond that it's almost like you have shackles on when you're around them.
Yeah.
So the one thing I would tell you is to be completely honest about it, and you are. And if you are supposed to meet them, but you know that that's not going to do your spirit well, that you simply let them know that, hey, at this time, I'm choosing not to meet with you guys, and perhaps we can try this again in the future. And just like others that we love in our lives that sometimes cannot be close to us or committed to us, that you really start to begin to look at them from a soul level so you don't carry this inside of your energetic body with you. Because I see that whenever you come around your family, it takes you months to get ready to get yourself back into balance. And just thinking about it, it's causing that whole root chakra to start moving and doing all kinds of things again. So, I see nothing wrong with it. I think it is a good decision for you if that's how you feel in your heart. And, you know, you have reason to feel that way. And a lot of times we come through a portal. And we have many reasons why we are connected with our families. And a lot of times what happens when we have completely learned the lesson that we have agreed, entered into this agreement with that soul group with, we can sort of kind of separate ourselves if that be the case, if that is needed. And that's needed. And, you're definitely making the right decision for yourself at this time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I want to make sure that my contracts are over with them. My dad is elderly, but I just feel like I just don't want to see them anymore. I'm like, it's weird, but I feel good about it. When I feel like they're no longer part of my life, like things are settled, I feel joy and full of life. But then when I receive phone calls or there's some kind of connection, oh, it brings me down.
Right.
I feel like I'm being buried. And so, I don't feel bad at all about it. I just want to make sure that these contracts are going to be over.
Well, I tell you this, one of the things that you can do, and that's the beautiful thing about free will, we can change any agreement, and you can simply change that agreement. It's many ways that you can change that agreement. One, you can actually write a letter. You can write a letter, and you can do it to your whole family, or if there's individuals, and you have individuals in your family that you really want to write the letter to, write that letter and let them know that you release them in love and peace. And that they can move on and you can move on in love and peace. You release their soul. You release them. That any agreements that you guys had, that at this time you are releasing them from that agreement and they can certainly move themselves on. And then what I would suggest that you do is that you can either burn that after you sign it and then put it in some running water. And even if you can't find any running water, I understand the challenges of weather. Your toilet is running water. You can put it there and send out into the universe so it can be recycled, for more positive energy. And release them from it. The beautiful thing about phone calls, I learned this lesson and people have taught this lesson. Just because your phone rings, you don't have to answer. And people don't answer their phones all the time. They see people calling, and they don't want to talk to them. They don't answer. So you do not have to answer. You don't have to answer the phone. You don't have to do that. And you can continue on and release them, though, with love. But you're still carrying a lot of pain there. And so that's a part that I really would encourage you to work on, is to work on release them with love. That they may go on. Start to look at them not as family members, because that's a strong tie. Look at them as a soul, as an individual soul, and release them from your soul.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you see things getting better? Do you see that I'm going to be in that space of joy? Do you see that they're going to release me?
Oh, well, it's not up to them. They cannot hold you. Again, that was the main thing I told you. I kind of get this feeling that when you're with them, it's like you're in shackles almost. Know that they have no control over you. You have your own free will. And once you do that, I do see your healing to begin for you, truly to begin for you, so that you can continuously move yourself forward. Yeah.
Okay, so you see that Spirit is going to help me with this and move me forward, and I will no longer be bound to them. Okay.
Yes, you can do that, and ask your spirit guides to help you. They definitely will come in and support you in doing this, but know that your free will belongs to you, Patricia, and you get to do whatever the hell you want to do with it. Know that. You need to stand in that power and know that that is your birthright. You do not have to bow down to someone else's free will at all.
Yeah, because last year the angels really, they put a stop to about 3 people that were really bad in my life, and they cut them off immediately. And so this is the last remaining people here that have to go, from my life. So
the angels, the spirit guides, the gods and goddesses, whatever we want to call them, they are working based on your free will. And so, if you want to work with the angels to be able to do that, that is beautiful. The Archangel Michael is excellent when it comes to first family issues. He loves working with first family issues. He really does. So that's a beautiful archangel for you to call in to begin to work with, is the Archangel Michael. especially those who have been mistreated. And, you know, there are different family bonds there that are really unjust and uncalled for. He is the protector for that energy and helps with that energy. So you can definitely work with the Archangel Michael as well. So peace and love to you, and call back and
thank
let
you.
Us know how that goes for you. You're welcome. Peace and love.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 843. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, good evening, Ms. Blue. This is Shalanda from South Carolina. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, you're welcome. Greetings. What's your name again?
Shalanda.
Oh, greetings, Shalanda.
I just want to thank everyone for, you know, getting through on the line tonight. It's definitely been inspiring and opened me up to feeling exactly what I want to ask from you, like a reading. But I've got so much from everyone else's reading that it's overwhelming. But especially the last caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes, I can. Are you all right? You want to take a couple of deep breaths in and out and just kind of relax a little bit?
Yes, I just relaxed back to the position I was in. I had you on a speaker, so I didn't want to, you know, interrupt that, so I had to jump up and get that off. Okay. I'm overwhelmed. I just want to know exactly. One was my spirit guides. That was something that helped me when someone asked how many spirit guides were around them. And so that was one question. I want to get to know about the, you know, more of the spiritual realm, because I've been dealing with so much. So, you know, like the last call with family and just want to separate. I just feel like I just need to separate myself from a lot of individuals, but it's just so hard because children is involved and things like that. But, you know, whatever you can feel.
Yeah.
The world is giving you for me tonight.
Well, I'm going to do something that I don't do too often, but while I'm talking to you, because I'm inside of your energy and I have this, I can just see all of your anxiety, all of your fears. I can see all of this just kind of hanging out in your aura there. So I'm going to, when I'm talking to you, I'm going to go in and I'm just going to gently kind of clear that up. You'll probably feel some energy kind of moving around, particularly throughout your legs and toward lower back while I'm talking to you. So I want you to just relax and focus on that for just a minute. But I want you to tell me, and by the way, you have six spirit guides that are around you, but I see your nervous system lighting up almost like a Christmas tree. So, you know, I'm definitely going to work on that for you just to kind of calm that energy down in your nervous system for you there and just kind of, you know, give you an opportunity to just kind of bring down some of those static nerves there and just kind of calm them down just a little bit there just so you can just kind of be in a good space for yourself. Mm-hmm. So I want you to tell me what happened when you were 19 years old. Tell me about your life when you were 19.
Wow, that's pretty far. I'm 37 now, so I'm 19. I think that was around my first marriage. Yeah, I would say I had just left my first marriage and returned home to my mother upon her request. So it was around that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so tell me about that, because I also see that around this time when you were 19 years old, this really, really, you found sort of a new part, an undiscovered part about yourself, and you gained a whole different level of freedom about understanding about who you were.
Exactly. I encountered a spiritual awakening as far as, Malachi Z. York.
Mm-hmm.
Listening to his story. I actually started when I was 16, but it was really, I noticed that it was, kind of special to obtain that type of, knowledge at that time,
mm-hmm.
Being that my family were Christians. So I was like,
yeah,
the only one in my family that was actually reading something that was actually, later I found out that was actually, casting me as an outcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so now, because you've gone through a lot of things since that time, since you've been 19 years old, and so now that you're in your 30s and, you have a lot of experience that you're carrying with you, I feel a lot of fear still around you. Why do you feel that you have so much fear at this particular time about communicating your truth?
That's a great question. I don't know. I think it goes from my childhood where I would say that my mom, raised me into keeping things, whatever was done in the house type of saying, or always hushing me. So majority of my life, I just held anything that I wanted to say inside and just like would hear it in my head. It wasn't until recently, I would say maybe about 7 years, that I actually realized I'm going to have to start speaking up for myself, because everyone's just taking over me. And getting the wrong perspective of me and things like that. I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this is, true, that I'm feeling, because I'm still trying to figure all that out as well.
Mm-hmm.
How did my life come to
this? Yeah. Well, one of the things that I want you to know is that the beautiful thing about having free will and the beautiful thing about living is if there is something that you want to change, you will have an opportunity to change it. That's the beautiful thing. So, it's never too late to recognize where you are so that you can move forward. Not looking at it from a judgment point of view, not even looking at it from an anger point of view, but just looking at it from what it is. And that's how you begin to move yourself forward. It's kind of what I call the man in the mirror. Michael Jackson's song, where he talks about starting with the person in the mirror. That's starting with you. And really just learning how to fall in love with you so that you can begin to communicate and speak your truth. By the way, really I could see just from doing just that little bit of work, how all of your energy just kind of calmed itself down in a nice, smooth place. Can you feel that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone ever told you, but you are an amazing healer.
Well, I love the science of natural healing.
Yes, yeah. You are an amazing healing. I would encourage you to maybe look into taking a class in some modality of healing, or thinking about doing some more research about going into healing and really just kind of getting into that, because you are an amazing healer. that really has the ability within your hands, just within your energetic body, to bring about so much healing, to help people really raise their light and their frequency. That's a big part of your work that you've come back to do. And so I want you to think about your family as sort of an incubation place. Because at this particular time in your life, even though that may not be the best place for you, it is the safest place for you. Wouldn't you agree?
To be with my family?
Yes.
Because I am away from my mother and my sisters and children.
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel that's where I'm safe, and I feel that's where I can gain a lot of the knowledge on healing.
Yes.
And that's something I always felt that I want to bring back anything that I've encountered, to bring back and share with my family.
Here's the thing. Your family is not the sole group that is supposed to get that sharing. That's just your incubation place. That's not who the sharing goes to. This is why you're being met with so much resistance. And so, again, I will challenge you, like I've told everybody here, to start looking at your family as individual souls. Mm-hmm. So your family is not who is you're going to be able to express this with. Your family is not who you're going to be able to share these wonderful, amazing healing things that you have found out and you've been able to work with. Your family is not the ones that's going to be able to give you that appreciation. It is going to be your tribe soul group that you're going to be able to share that with.
Absolutely.
You're not. You understand? And there's nothing wrong with that, because the other thing that your family does for you, because sometimes you tend to be too woo-woo-ish, they kind of keep you balanced in being human. Your family, no more than anybody, can bring you back into being human and recognizing that even though you're a spiritual being, that you're also human on this planet. So they play a valuable role as well. I want you to hear that smoke detector that you hear. You hear that beep?
Yes.
Yeah. That means that there are some things that is not being paid attention to. And I'm a firm believer that when you're the one who knows, you're the one responsible. So the first thing Miss Blue wants you to do is to get a battery tomorrow and put it in that smoke detector.
That is so funny, Miss Blue. One night it just went off. I called the fire department. They came in, they changed the batteries, and they left. As soon as they left, it did it again. They came in and changed all the batteries again. I really don't know. I mean, they did take out one the second time they came, because they said it was, like, connected, and so they just placed one of the battery-operating ones. So
yes.
I really don't know what it is. I'm telling you
what it is, that it is some things that you're not paying attention to. And so that's for your consciousness to know that when that smoke detector is going off, it's letting you know there are some things that you're missing. And so this conversation here, having this discussion, has been brought to your awareness. And one of the main things that you're family is not who you're supposed to be sharing your information with. Not that. You share with them that it's a beautiful day, the sun is shining, and how happy you are to be alive, and oh, look at the wonderful rest, and all of those things that can be appreciated. And when you connect with your soul tribe, which the remix is a part of that, and you'll find many soul tribes as you're doing your healing work, that's who you're going to share and connect with. Not your family. So all of that frustration you're feeling for absolutely nothing. They love you for who you are, and they're here for a reason and for a purpose. And so utilize the blessings that you have, that you can feel safe, and you can study and get into the work that you've always wanted to do, which was more about healing, and to learn how you can actually be a healer.
You are so deep, Ms. Blue. I can't believe you can hear that all the way downstairs.
You know, it's a past life, so spirit always makes sure I carry it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, that is confirmation, because it had to be something from the spiritual, and for you to say that, because I thought I've done everything I could possibly do with calling these people in here in the middle of the night twice.
Well, you don't have to call them. You don't have to call them in the middle of the night, but if it's somewhere where you cannot take care of it yourself and that is your protocol, then you definitely need to call them, because now you understand what the real meaning is behind
what exactly
is going on. So stop causing this fire inside the house. See, this is you trying to spark a fire by trying to force your family to listen to you when that is not your soul tribe. They are a part of your first family group, and they are souls, but that is not who you're supposed to be giving all of that to. You share with them, oh, did you see what happened on TV today? Mama, you look so beautiful. I love you so much. That's the kind of stuff you share with them. Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Mhm. Mhm.
Can I ask one more question?
Yes, you can.
It's a reproductive question.
Mhm.
Do you see that I'm expecting?
That's tricky, because I get a no and I get a yes.
Well, I haven't been to the doctor, but I've taken the test, and I have went and got a confirmation. So I just, was wondering, my last set was twins, so I was just wondering if I'm going to have twins again, or if it's just one, or a boy, or a girl. Yeah.
Well, I feel that even though, because it looks like you're only a few days late on your cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe like about 6 days. It's interesting. One of the things that I would tell you is, all right. So let me kind of break it to you like this. One of the things I want to tell you is, do you want to be pregnant at this time?
I have been having some indecisiveness about, Karen. I know that I don't believe in, other procedures, medical things. I do realize that life and death is in the power of the tongue. I've been trying to keep myself from, going that route as well and just accepting it.
Well, you still didn't answer the question.
Okay.
I asked you, did you want to have a child at this time?
Yes and no is not an answer, right? That's why I feel like I'm indecisive, because I know 9 months, and it's like a period that keeps me bound.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you this. One of your struggles that you're having right now is because you're just not communicating your truth about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand, you're not communicating your truth. I didn't say you had to do anything about your truth. I asked you to share your truth.
I don't really know. I don't even know. With this being Valentine's Day, it's emotional. I am married. It's just emotional.
You're married. We can go ahead and throw that word behind it. It's complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated.
To put it nicely, we would be here all night talking about that situation. I'm sure the Remix family would find that marriage quite interesting.
Exactly.
They would find that so interesting. I think we would just, the show would be your show if we got to talking about this marriage and how this came about and what was going on in this situation. And we're definitely, I'm definitely not here to judge you. One of the things that I will say to you is it's very much undecided at this particular time. So I guess, and I get a no, and just confirmed exactly what I'm saying. Because part of you, yes, does, out of obligation, and I will say never do things out of obligation. And then there's another part of you that says, no, that's not what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a yes and a no. You know, one of the things, I talk to babies, I talk to souls all the time, and, you know, they really recognize. One of the things for sure is that nobody comes here by mistake, and right. nobody leaves by mistake. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Mhm. So, yeah, you know, when next time you see your hubby, talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Mhm.
Thank you, Miss Blue.
All right.
Oh, what time? The goddess, like, yeah. Can you refer me to a goddess too?
For you to work with, the goddess to work with, the goddess I would tell you to work with is the goddess Offset.
Okay.
Mhm. I know you're familiar with her. She's the divine
yes.
mother. Yeah. Work with the goddess Offset. Yeah. Mhm. Work with her.
Thank
All
you.
Right. All right, peace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, y'all. We couldn't talk about her marriage. That's a whole nother show. We would need Dr. Umar Johnson and a couple other people on the panel to come together on that one. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 225. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Latonya calling from Bad News.
Okay, greetings. Who's on the line?
LaTanya.
LaTanya. Okay, greetings, LaTanya, calling from Baton Rouge. How are you?
I am well. It's so nice to be on the phone with you. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. I have lots of questions. I'll try to get to the most burning ones.
Okay.
I'm kind of all over the place when it comes to three areas of my life, and that is career, business, and love relationships. Career-wise, I want to know what direction I should take with that, because the organization that I'm in has it's not too promising right now. So I want to know, should I just ride this wave or do I start seeking employment elsewhere? I just don't know what to do at this point.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your next question, because you said you had three of them. I'm listening.
Yeah, and I'm also a business owner, and that's kind of all over the place too, because I want to build up my clientele. I'm an aerobics instructor. That's what I do, and I want to establish my own studio, but the having the resources to do that, I'm concerned about that. And is it actually something that will be to my advantage to do, or should I just continue to just have that to be a hobby of mine?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
with the romantic relationship thing, I haven't had a fulfilling relationship in a very, 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 very long time. And I thought it was because of maybe my relationship with my father. I've been working to repair that relationship, but it's kind of one-sided. I took today, since today is Love Day, to actually send him a card to express the way I felt, and he didn't even read it. And I also want to know about my spirit guides and how to communicate with them.
You want a whole lot.
I know.
Okay.
I want it all.
Let's just go right in and let's take a look. When I get into your energy and immediately I start to think about your career, as you say, and your job, definitely it's a place that you need to stay right now for a couple of reasons. One, let's not kid ourselves. You can't afford to quit. One.
Mm-hmm.
That's straight up. You're just not in the position where you can afford to quit and just walk away from that, not at this particular time. Because when you've invested too much, it's a good opportunity. You're learning a lot of lessons there, and there is going to be a big payoff if you stay and kind of ride this out. You'll know if that opportunity sort of opens up for you to move in to do something else, but there's going to be some rewards for you hanging in there and continuously doing it, because it's not necessarily that you want to go. You just feel this fear that you don't want to lose your job, because somehow you feel, ooh, what is that going to say about me if I lost my job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if I was laid off from my job again.
Right,
That's what's going to happen. Well, we've been, the organization that I work with, they've told us, you know, all the staff, that it's a possibility that they just don't know who
and just don't know when, and this ain't the first time you've been through it. So don't let fear run you off into somewhere that you don't have a clue. And so this is going to, the right timing, the right things are going to open up. Just kind of hold tight. I see things kind of shifting there. Within the next course of, almost the next course of the next 9 days, you're going to get some clarity there on your job. So you don't have to jump ship, and that's not something to run out. As far as your business, here's a couple of things that's happening with you in your business. You do a lot of daydreaming when it comes to your business, but you don't actually put those things into practice. So here's a couple of things I want you to think about. Where you are, I think it's good that you work on building your clientele. You need to get a little bit more personal with them and not let the facility kind of handle everything. And that's a part of why you're scared to step out, because you don't really feel like they're your client. You feel like they're coming to the facility and you happen to teach a class there, correct?
Right.
So you need to get a little bit more personal, you know, maybe start a Facebook group, maybe do some personal boot camps where you work with clients, where you guys can interact with each other with your maybe Twitter information or Facebook information in a way that you can connect with them and you can start to personalize things. It is your own personal business, but truth be told, you act like more of an employee there than you do on your career job.
Mm-hmm.
And you
okay.
need to start acting more like a business owner, regardless if you're walking into a building or if it is your own building, because how you're acting now is how you're going to act when you get your own business. And that, my sister, is not going to be a good business.
Okay.
Yeah. So make some adjustments there and really start to act more like you are a business owner who is doing business with multiple business partners, and that the people coming to you are not merely just people walking into the gym, but they are truly choosing you for their experience, for their fitness experience, and really kind of step yourself up and be that particular expert in that field and not just the chick that comes in and teaches the class. Because that's how they see you now, the chick that teaches the class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, you know, let that be known that eventually you do want to have your own spot where you can do different things. And so you want to connect with them. You want to build a rapport with them, and you want to be personal with them so that they could come in and feel comfortable to ask you three questions, like you called in and asked me three.
Okay.
So next, to relationship, fulfilling relationship in a long time. Well, yes, is some of that due to the relationship you have with your father? Of course it is. Is it impacting because of that? It is still because of some of the relationship with your father. And you are attempting to bond with father, but here's what I want you to do. Know that you're not bonding with your father. Get him to act a certain way. And this is very, very key for a lot of women, because this is where we get the misconception that we can make a man do something. And you can't make a man do shit. If he don't want to do it, he ain't going to do it. I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And so Okay. Even though you're sending this cards to your father, even though you're sending love to him, you can't make him be a father to you. You can't make him communicate with you. Just like that's what's happened in your relationships. You thought that you could make a man. You can't make a man.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make a woman either, but you can't make a man. And a lot of times us as women, we want to make a man. You can't. You can't. It's just impossible to do. And so when you release that, you recognize that you're strengthening a bond, because this is what you're choosing to do. And even if he doesn't respond to any of it, you are okay with that. That is only then you're going to open that passageway. Other than that, it's going to stay blocked, because it's not coming from a place of love. It's coming from a place of trying to manipulate. And I know that's kind of hard to see that way, but that's what it is. Because he's not going to make up for this that he's done in your childhood. That's simply not going to happen.
Okay. So how do I change that again?
You come from a place that you see your father as your father. That's the first family again. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to stay bonded with him. It doesn't mean that. See him as an individual soul. Send him love if that's what you choose to do, and be thankful that you can send him love. Have no expectations.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you think that somehow if you're this good daughter, that somehow it's going to make him a good father, and that's simply not true.
Okay. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, because you can't make him. You can't make him do anything. And as wonderful as you are and as horrible as you can be, that's not going to change anything. So if you send him love because he is father, and rightfully so, send him love, and that's it. No expectations of getting the love back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is up my spirit guides, and how do I talk to them?
I've done several shows on spirit guides. You have a total of 8 spirit guides that is around you. You have a total of 8 spirit guides that are around you, and your spirit guides are constantly talking to you. A lot of times we don't listen. They really speak through us through signs and symbols, but they're not here to lead our lives, rule our lives. I would encourage you to go back and download the show that I did on spirit guides. And I talk about a lot of ways there, how you can talk to them. You can talk to them just by acknowledging them, asking them who they are. One of your spirit guides is a man. He looks like he may be around 42 years old, and he looks like he might come out of Europe somewhere, by the way that he's dressed. Looks like he might be from Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I listened to the show that you did on Spirit Guides, and, you know, I tried to do the meditation, but, Ms. Blue, I ain't never been to Grand Central Station, so I couldn't visualize what
you didn't have to. You didn't have to. You've never been to hell either, but there's been times in your life you thought you did things that was going to take you to hell. So don't tell me you can't visualize Grand Central Station. But you can visualize hell.
Okay.
Yeah. You can do it. You definitely can. You're a creative sister. You can do it. You have painted many pictures in your mind that do not exist. So you can definitely. Mm-hmm. You can.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Yes, and let me know how things go. Definitely let me know what you hear in the next 9 days on your job. Like I said, that's going to do you well. And then, you know, really practice some meditative things about receiving, because that's a big thing for you. It's hard for you to receive, and you need to open yourself up to be more in the position where you can receive things. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. Hello. Hold the line. Beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Keisha. I'm calling from Chicago.
Okay. Greetings, Keisha, from Chicago.
I have a question about, I recently moved in with my uncle. And my son is here as well. And recently he's been acting like he's scared to come in the room. And I'm just wondering, what do you see about that? What should I do? What do you suggest?
He's acting like he's scared to come in who room?
Mm-hmm. If I'm in another part of the house, and, you know, usually he'll run back and forth and get toys or something like that. Lately he's just been acting scared.
Mm-hmm. Is he 3 years old?
He's scared.
How old
he's
is he?
He's 2.
He's 2. Okay. When will he be 3?
December the 5th.
Okay. He feels like, okay. All right.
Really advanced, so you would think he was 3. Yeah.
I just kind of get the energy of 3, or maybe that's where some shifts will go in. So let me ask you this. Where does he go when you're at work?
I don't work right now.
So you're home with him all day?
Yeah, I'm home with him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. So where does he go when you go places? Because I see you leaving him somewhere. Where do you leave him?
Mm-hmm. My aunt's house with my cousin. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how does he feel about being over there?
He likes it over there. It's a pretty big house, and there's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do hear him saying that he's scared when he's over there, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just ask a real crazy question of you, Mama. Did you ask him what he was scared of?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And what is...
Sometimes he doesn't say anything, and sometimes, I'll say, show me. And today was the only day that he pointed toward the door, and he told me that someone was out there. And I said, there's no one out there. And then, I kind of held his hand and walked with him. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a couple of things going on here. One of the things that I want you to be mindful of is your child. One. And while you're in this time when you're not working as much as possible, to keep him close.
Okay.
And then when there is an opportunity for you that you must go somewhere and that you absolutely cannot take him, which will be very far and in between, or it should be, then you need to really explain to him what's going on, where he's going to be, and why he's not going with you.
Okay.
Because I'll tell you what I see. I see that you play this, I'm going to slip out and I'm going to leave him.
Mm-hmm.
And that has created fear in him. Because all of a sudden he's playing, and next thing he knows, he's asking people, where's my mom?
Mm-hmm.
And so they're telling him, oh, she'll be back. No, don't do him that way. Because you're creating fear in him and abandonment issues in him.
Okay.
So that's one. We got to take care of that stuff because that's important. So I want to just kind of chin check you as a mother so you don't make this practice. I don't care. Even if he kind of cries when you leave, you tell him what is going on. He's already had too much movement in his life to be 2 years old. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so what is happening at this particular age, we're born with all of our energy centers, but our particular root chakra is where we build these things about our foundation and our security of how we feel at home. And I know you've been listening to the show, so you've heard all of these grown-ass people that have suffered from these mm-hmm. things of abandonment, not being able to trust. A lot of these issues happen at your son's age because of situations like this. So you cannot do that to him. The other thing is, because he is so connected to the spirit world, the energetic spirit world, because children are still at this time, they're still able to kind of travel between. Of course he's seeing spirits. Of course he's seeing energy move. He can see all of that, and he's becoming fearful of it. But it would be an easier transition for him if he had a solid foundation. Most children's kundalini energy kicks in because of trauma. And so we can go back into our minds and think about things that happened to us when we were children and we started seeing things. A lot of this energy was kicked in because of different trauma. And so what he's experiencing now is abandonment. And so even though you're there with him, these little spurts of abandonment is setting up a pattern in him. And so he's reverting to what we all revert to. And that is our fears start to really come to surface even more. So one mm-hmm. of the things that you can do is you can either get him a watch. You can get him a little necklace. Be very careful, though, with children with necklaces and things. I'm just kind of funny about having things around their neck when they're mm-hmm. sleeping. That is like his talisman. And you can let him know that he is protected and that he is safe. So these are the things that you need to tell him. It's that you're safe. Everything around you loves you. And you're safe. And really give him the freedom so he can feel that he can express anything to you without judgment. Don't plant seeds in his mind. Don't say things like, you scare your uncle, you scare auntie, you scare this person. Don't plant seeds.
Mm-hmm.
And just allow him to come to you and to talk to you, to sleep with you, to be connected with you. But right now, you're not working. And I understand that you've got to have a lot. You've got to do all of those things. But do not abandon him and do not make him feel he's being abandoned. Because a lot of these things are being exacerbated because of that. Does that make sense? Because he's going to see it anyway. Mm-hmm. He's an origin baby. So he's going to see all of these things, and you'll be able to explain more of these things to him as he gets older. But what you don't want him to have to deal with is abandonment issues that he got because his mama was just dumping him off at people's house.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want him to have to deal with that, or you. Because then we'd be having another conversation in about 19 years. And it may sound like that caller that called in and said, I'm supposed to be meeting with my dad and my brother, but I don't want to.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So this is an opportunity for you to nurture him, give him a solid foundation of where you are, talk to him, explain to him where he is. He's safe and that you guys are here. This is a temporary situation for you, not in a distress situation like you're some throwaway kids, but this is temporary and that mommy's working on getting things together so you can have your own room and we can do different things. All of these things you can begin to start speaking to him about.
Right.
And spending that quality time with him. But the number one thing, I want you to make a promise that you will not leave him somewhere without telling him.
All right. Yeah, I see that what I've been in the habit of doing, like today he was asleep when I dropped him at my aunt's house. So I can understand that, you know, like he was here when he, you know, went to sleep or whatever, when he woke up and he's somewhere else. So I can understand that. That would be really scary for him. So I have to make an adjustment there.
Yeah, I want you to promise that you will not do that.
I do. I promise. I won't do that.
All right. We all 2 million plus of us is holding your ass responsible.
I know.
We all holding you responsible that you will not do that. So that's what it is. Is he going to see these things anyway? Yes, he is. You let him know that everything is there, that loves him, is safe. I don't feel any discord energy about anywhere that you are as far as spirits are concerned. The main thing I want you to do is it is your responsibility to keep a watchful eye on your son. That's not your aunt's responsibility or your uncle. It's yours as his mother. Mm-hmm. He chose you. Out of 10 million women he could have chose, he picked you. And said, this is who I need to be my mother. This is who I need to be there for me. And what he's telling you is, hey, mommy, you kind of letting me down on our promise we made together, and I need you to pick it up. So no more abandonment issues. We don't need to have a different conversation. When he calls, I want him to say, my mama used to listen to the remix, and now I'm a grown man, and I know my magic, damn it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, I have one more question.
Yes.
One of my nieces is really frightened because she said that she saw this woman in her house, and she told my sister that it was a dead person.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then she was, you know, playing with the next door neighbor and said that she saw the woman over at her house too. I was like, what? You know, I asked my sister a couple of questions. She didn't have much to share, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought,
well, I'll tell you exactly what's going on with your niece. Your sister really needs to monitor what she lets her watch on TV.
She does not.
she really needs to monitor it. Is she seeing spirits? Of course she is. But she needs nothing but nurturing and love, and you can be that aunt to give it to her. So that'll be great balance and practice for you before you have your daughter, that you give it to your niece.
Ah, did you just say that? Oh, boy. Oh, wait.
Yes.
Will, you're scaring me.
That's okay. You scared me when you first came on, so we both scared. I know you better stop abandoning my baby, so no more abandonment for him. So you can practice with your niece, but that's what she needs. She just needs nurturing. And, of course, they're going to see all kinds of stuff. They're children, and you can let them know. She knows they're dead because of what she's been taught.
Mm-hmm.
You understand. That's the reason. Mm-hmm. So really monitor, you know, your sister needs to do a better job of monitoring what she watched. But, you know, here's the catch-22 for you. You can't run over there telling your sister no shit, because then she's going to start telling you what you're doing with your own child. That's wrong. So
right,
get yourself together.
I'm trying to stay out of it.
Yeah, so get yourself together and your sister will follow suit. Because she, even though I feel she's older than you, you're more of the older sister.
Mhm. Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. All right. Well, peace and love, and let us know how that goes. Peace and love. No more. No more abandonment. We got your word.
All right.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 313. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 313? Okay, we'll come back to 313. Calling in from area code 706, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Stacy from Georgia.
Okay, greetings, Stacy from Georgia.
Well, I had a question because, well, let me just kind of briefly explain the situation. Basically, the stability of my family is kind of in jeopardy right now, and I don't really know what's going to happen within the next 3 months or so. So I was wondering, what do you see happening? Because it could either go really right or really wrong. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm a big one about free will, so where you want your will to go. We're not guessing. Where do you want your will to go? And we can talk about how you can best have it go that way. Because a big part of this you do play a role in this. It ain't just them. You play a role.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and I was freaking out for a while because really the situation has been hanging over our head for like 5 years, but now it's coming to an end. And,
yeah, with the house. With the house, correct?
No.
No?
I'll just say it's like legal situations going on.
That could impact where you're living?
No, that could impact one of my family members either being here or not being here. And so it's really
So let me ask you this question, because for some reason the house is coming up as a are they staying in the house, this family member?
Yes,
Okay, that makes
sense. It's my husband.
Okay, that makes sense. Wait a minute. Okay,
yeah.
So it's a possibility he may have to go be incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. All right, now it makes sense, okay.
I'm sorry, I took you through all that red tape.
No, it's okay. I mean, eventually, you know, spirit will tell it to me, but sometimes, you know, I always say they don't really sugarcoat stuff, so sometimes it'd be better if you said it, if you wanted to hit it a certain way. Because if I say it, it may come out a little, you know.
Right.
It may come out a little twisted.
Okay.
All right. Well, and again, so you said this is not going to impact where you're living. Him being
well, it would.
It
would. Yes, my whole life would change. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. The first thing that I want you to see is that this is not as bad as it seems.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think so.
Woo. Okay.
All
right.
Miss Blue.
Well, Well, yeah, because I'm just kind of looking at all the circumstances here. But the main thing that I want to tell you is I know that there's a lot of tension between you two because, of course,
the
position where he's in at that. And the main thing right now, you kind of feel alone. This is what I'm going to tell you. When it comes to your husband, when it comes to things that are going on, you're going to have to choose your battles very carefully. Because you already know that he's getting ready to face one of his darkest fears.
Yes.
And so you have to be that observer there to be able to take a look and observe and see. So whether he has to end up going to jail or not, at this point, it's still kind of up in the air. It has not been final because what in the next 5 to 9 days you guys go back to court or something?
No, if something were to happen, it would be within the next February, March, 3 months.
I feel like something's going to come up within the next 5 to 9 days, so prepare yourself for it. I don't know if it's going to be more questioning about it. I don't know if it's going to be.
There's been a lot of that happening. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So within the next 5 to 9 days, something is going to come up there, but it's still kind of up in the air. The main thing that you can do is really start to look through things through your spiritual eyes, and for your husband, just for him to just kind of release and allow this to flow because it's not written in stone. So you want to focus your attention on where he wants this energy to go and really give clarity about what it is you want. So you can never be in this position you are in when you called in tonight, which is you're in the middle. You can't be there. You need to pick a side and say what it is, bring clarity. This is our wish that he does not have to go and spend time in jail. You have to be clear about that energy because right now you're really just helping the energy propel whichever way it goes.
Mm-hmm. And I guess I haven't been consistent. One day I'm doing things with my altar and I'm being positive, and the next day I'm worried. So.
Well, it's okay because that's a natural part of what happens. Just balance it out. When you worry, force yourself to go back and say, okay, set your timer. 3 minutes is the max. And then I need to go back and kind of balance myself. I mean, that's a normal thing. I'm not going to tell you that to just sit here and think happy thoughts. That's not what this is about. It is about working with those things on the altar, and that's it. But here's what I want you to do. I want you to run a nice bath water for your husband. I want you to
blue. You said it. I've been feeling that lately. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
There you go. Well, this is what I want you to do. I want you to put a nice bath water. I want you to get some baking soda, and then I want you to also get some Epsom salt. And run some bath water, put on some music, light some candles, put some music on, put him in the bathtub and give him a bath. What that's going to do is those two forming together, it's like battery acid. But what it does is it completely cleanses the aura. And the whole time that he's in the bathtub, I want you to take his memory to some of the best times that you guys have shared together. No matter what those times are, just talk about them while you're giving him a bath and just have him relax and to not think about absolutely nothing else. Just give him a bath and you'll be cleansing his aura and you'll also be programming his subconscious. And us as women, we have the ability to do that to our men. And they don't have to be in the bathtub to do it, but that is a place where they really sort of kind of take off the warrior shield and just kind of relax and allow you to get in so you can put that feminine energy in there and just kind of get him in the bathtub. Like I said, the baking soda, use like a half a cup of baking soda and a half a cup of Epsom salt, or even you can use lavender. And put it in there, and you'll see it. It'll start to almost bubble like battery acid. And that's how you're going to know it's working, to cleanse his aura of a lot of things. He's made a lot of changes in his life. A lot of decisions, he's really kind of turned his head to that. It's kind of like one of these situations that is some things from the past sort of kind of still nipping at him.
Yes.
And that's a very defeated position.
5 years old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And so you really want to let him know that you love and support him, and no matter what, that you guys are going to make it through this. But put him in there. Take your hand from time to time and place it over his heart. Feel his heartbeat and his rhythm through the palm of your hand, and use your receiving hand for that so you can send that love and that vibration and send it directly into his heart, because you'll be able to do that. And just really speak to him about loving times that you guys have spent together and everything. And then, you know, once he gets out of that, have you guys make that agreement of that you're going to use your will and send it out to what you wish to happen, and send that energy out. And from that day forward, that be the position where you're in there. And so no matter what happens, this is what your will is. And you know that you guys will make it through this very strong. But I really feel I feel kind of good about this. I feel kind of good about the outcome there, you know, here.
I do too. Mm-hmm.
It's still kind of up in the air. And so this is why I want you guys to do this. But it's nearly not going to be everything that they're talking. It's not going to be nearly what they're talking. Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. So, but really within the next 4 to 9 days, and contact me and let me know, because I really feel that you're going to get some information, or either some more questioning is going to come up. It's going to be some more things to come up. But what the key thing is, you need him to be clear. And so
that bath
is what I want you to do for him. That's it. That's going to really put him back into his space, so he's standing tall on top of his square. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And can I just ask one more thing? I hate to hold the phone line, but I just want to ask one more thing, because in the midst of this situation, I feel like all of my attention has been going to him and, like, to the kids and or the children, and I haven't really been focusing on myself, so I just kind of feel like I'm just here, like being mommy, being wife, and you know, so I don't really know what I want to ask.
Well, I think I know what you want to ask. You know, the main thing is there are times that we take on these roles. This is why it is important for us to constantly, men or women, to stay in that place of love, because there are certain times in our lives where we cannot put ourselves first. Does that make sense? This is one of those times you need to be there for your husband. You need to be there for your children, but you also have to maintain that strength for yourself. And for you, what does it for you? You're a music girl. You're a vibration girl.
Oh, yeah.
You're a energy girl. So you need to make you a good save me list and put it on your iPod, or put it on your MP3 device. Put those songs that you know that just get you supercharged. It's almost like a spiritual cleansing for you. And so taking a shower or taking bath, I just want you for 3 nights straight in a row to take a bath. If you can, if you can't, take a shower, but taking a bath, and that's going to help you to cleanse and clear too. So the same thing that I gave to your husband, you can do that for yourself as well. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Ms. Blue. I appreciate it. You really helped me. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, peace and love to you and the whole family. But get that joker, get that brother in the bathtub.
I will. Okay.
All right.
Thank
peace
you.
And love. Yeah. All right. Peace and love.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue.
Greetings. Yes, I can. Who's on the line, please?
This is Cheryl from Maryland.
Okay. Greetings to you, Cheryl from Maryland.
Hi. Okay. So, well, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm great, actually. Thank you for asking.
That's wonderful. So I just have a question. I was wondering if, I don't know if I'm being weird or not, but I have been, since I saw the documentary of Left Eye in her last days,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
That's been sticking with me for just, I don't know why it's been sticking with me for, you know, so heavily. And I just was, like, thinking of some of the things that she was saying in her documentary, and it's like it just stuck with me. So one of the things was she meant, you know, because she was got into numerology, and she was talking about, you know, the different days, and she was talking about the numbers. And I distinctly remember her talking about the number 9 and how it's the closest number to God. And so after that, I realized that her birthday is on the 27th, May the 27th. And then I thought, I have two children. My son's birthday is on the 9th, and my daughter's birthday is on the 27th, and my birthday is on the 18th, and they're all the number 9. So I said, wow, that's interesting. That just made me say, well, that's something. So then I would just look, like putting little things together. I saw Dr. Sabi on the video, but I, at the time when I saw it, I didn't know who he was. He really wasn't, he didn't really come off to me in the video until I started, you know, doing my research later. And then I said, well, that was who that was that was helping her in the video. It was Dr. Sabi. And so then after that, I was just thinking about myself and why do I keep thinking about this girl, you know, Left Eye in this video. And I said, well, all of, I guess, for me, like, I just thought about stuff like every time I have an ailment, it's on my left side. Every time something's wrong with me, it's something on my left side. So then when I started my meditations, which was maybe a year ago, I realized that when I close my eyes and I'm in complete darkness, once because most of the time I'll meditate, like, it's early in the morning or late at night. I haven't been doing it lately, but when I close my eyes, I turn off all the lights. There is a light in my left eye, and I can see some kind of light in my left eye when there is no light there. So my daughter comes home a couple of weeks ago, and she, and mind you, my daughter's 13, so she doesn't really know about that era of music, other than you know, I play a lot of older music, but I haven't really played TLC for them, you know, at all. Maybe one song or whatever. So she, I don't know if she knew too much about her other than the movie that just came out. So she comes home a couple of weeks ago and she says, hey, Ma, we're having a talent show and we're going to be TLC and I'm playing Left Eye. I said, oh, okay. Wasn't that something? So I said, okay. So then I talked to you, my wonderful Miss Blue, last Friday, and you said when you started talking, the first thing I heard was, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls by TLC. And then as soon as I hung up.
Okay, I know
yes,
who you
you
are.
Were talking
to, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. And then you were talking to Esther. As soon as I hung up, you said, that left eye is jumping back. And I said, oh, my God, Miss Blue, you crazy. I was just, like, wondering, what is it? I don't know if it's just me, like, trying to, you know, find things, but I mean, I was a TLC fan, but not really like that. You know, it was just a.
Yeah. Well, I think that is so beautiful. Well, here's a couple of things. One of the things that I want to tell you is, you know, just pause for a second and just kind of hold it. It is really magical because you can see how everything is connected. And so if we take your overall divine message here, is to show you that everything is connected. That really is the message, to show you everything is connected. I don't care what side of the world. I don't care if it's the past. I don't care if it's the future. I don't care if it's the present, that we are all connected to each other. Somehow this big web, we're all connected. You know, there's a thing that they call 6 degrees of separation. And so, like, we could take somebody who we feel is famous in the world, and there are only 6 people away from us that we know. Like, we know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who know the president. Like, we know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knew Left Eye. You understand? Like, we're only 6 degrees of separation. It's a theory, and it's very real, and they did a movie about it, but 6 degrees of separation is real. That you are really, it just shows the interconnectedness of everything and everyone on the planet. Now, let's talk about the movie. The movie sparked something in you. And so that's what your higher self is really saying to you. Girl, there is some lessons in here for you. This is sparking these lessons for you. So this is a big part. It's not for you to just be focused on Left Eye and to see how much you could be connected with Left Eye or even the number 9. That's not it. Or even the number 9. If you go back and you start to think about these things, when it comes to Left Eye and a lot of things that happen, a lot of these things had to do with her really trying to take the lead in her life. So I could see how even you're connected with that, because that's kind of where you are in your life. You're struggling to take the lead in your own life and trying to figure it out, just like Left Eye. How do I do this? Do I go on a retreat and go to a meditation? Do I do this? How do I get myself in the place to take the lead? But really, the divine message is for you to change your focus. Because somehow you see all of these things as being connected outside and around you, when really the divine message is to show you how you're connected to everything. And that the real story that's going on is inside. It's going on inside of you. So even that don't go chasing waterfalls, the scene where Left Eye set the house on fire and the Lords of London came after that ass, you can think about different relationships you've been in that you felt like setting they shit on fire. Like, look here, nigga. Oof. Yeah. Let me go ahead and take your ass up in flames.
Oh, my Lord.
you understand? So I could see why that Left Eye energy is around you, because you got a lot in common with her ass, but she's really trying to show you your lessons here.
Yeah.
You understand?
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, as soon as you came on the line, I heard, don't go chasing waterfalls. It was right there. So it shows you that these readings, these things that we do, this shit is real. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
And not to second guess ourselves. So the message of even your daughter saying, hey, Mom, I'm going to play Left Eye. Now, on the surface, that looks really, really good. But when we get a true understanding of Left Eye, we don't want that for our daughter.
No, absolutely not.
Do you understand? Because she dealt with a lot of things. And just like Left Eye had daddy issues, she got daddy issues. Do you understand? So Left Eye is coming for you so you can recognize how we're all connected, but also so you can start to take the lead and really not have to go down this path. You know, we can learn from those who came before us and pick up where they left off to make that picture just a lot more clear for ourselves. So that message of understanding with Left Eye, she's just one of your teachers at this particular time. We have divine teachers. We can learn from the sun rising in the morning, which it doesn't really rise, but you know what I mean. We can learn from the grass growing. We can learn from the flowers blooming. And on the same token, we can learn from the grass dying. We can learn from, you know, the tree limbs falling. We can learn from all of this ice and snow that we have all over the planet, this coldness, and how it just came abruptly. I want you to think about how many people in your life cut you off cold. You know how they say a person is cold-blooded? They just instantly cut you off. No reason. Didn't explain anything to you. Didn't tell you anything. Just dropped you cold. I think a lot of us, even though we can articulate or understand what Valentine's Day means for ourselves, we can say that we all have experiences where we've been dropped cold.
Yeah.
You see, And our planet is really mimicking a lot of these thoughts. These are lights that are illuminating themselves out into the atmosphere. And that's what's happened. It's a lot of cold shit going on. People are doing a lot of cold-blooded shit out here to that's each it. Other, to their families, to themselves out here. And so this about Lefi is for you to really shift that focus and start to take a look at your own life. One, so you can make sure you ain't chasing no waterfalls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you can make sure your daughter doesn't have to play left eye. You didn't get the divine message. She should never have to play left eye
mm-hmm.
in her life. Because of the situation of with her father and with you and with her, she should not have to play left eye.
Okay. So do you think that even though, I don't know, I guess because she doesn't show any emotion about
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's worse because we are all women who have been little girls and we know how emotional our ass is. So that's even more sign that there's something going on. What you mean she don't show no emotion? What do you mean? How's that possible?
What I was saying was when I ask her, you know.
Don't ask.
I don't know.
Take this lesson. Don't ask a question that you already know the answer to because you're a very intuitive sister. You don't believe me? You just broke down all the Lefi shit and brought that shit around the world and back again. So don't tell me you ain't intuitive because, yes, you are.
I don't know how to see that, though. I don't know, because I can't control what he does, what I'm saying.
Listen, it's not about controlling what he does. It's about giving her the balance to the understanding.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Understanding what the whole situation is or so?
Understanding how she must feel as the daughter.
Okay.
You understand? And this is key, without bashing her father.
Never. Mm-mm. Never do that. Mm-mm.
But wait, but telling the fucking truth. And that's hard. That's harder than bashing. Because, see, bashing is easy. But telling the truth, that's difficult.
Yeah.
Telling her the truth about her father. Telling her the truth about you. You understand? Telling her the truth about how much you both love her, but y'all just can't get y'all shit together. Because that's what it's about. It ain't got nothing to do with her.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And letting her know that you understand how that makes her feel sometimes. Because she got you. Come on. You know she feeling some kind of way. I don't care what she tells you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So... thank Lefi when you go to sleep, Ashe to her, because she gave you a powerful message and even sent the shit through me to tell you so you could have your validation. And then your daughter comes home and tells you, hey, Mom, I'm about to play left eye. She's letting you know this is where your daughter is going if you don't intervene.
Very good.
So there you go. You got a very powerful message. Yes, ma'am. I know you got one more question.
All of us have one more question tonight, don't we?
I know. One more question. I feel like this is punishment for me because I used to have a professor that never wanted to explain shit. You know, he just wanted to give you the excitement and expect you to know it, and nobody could never catch his ass. And you know what? I would stand in the hallway, and I would say, excuse me, I just got one more question, one quick question. And he would hate it because soon as his ass stopped, I'd flip out my notebook and I'd have like 30 questions. And I'd say, one more quick question. I just got one quick question. One quick question. So when he see me coming, they all be ducking because they be like, oh, no, she saved one quick question, but she going to get you a whole bunch of questions.
That's funny.
Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. My son, I was at a botanical some time ago, and the lady who owns the place, my son was with me, and she said to my son, who's just turned 18, she says, who is the lady? She said she saw, you know, a spirit with him, and she said, who is the lady? She's a shorter lady, that she's always with you, and she's protecting you. And I kind of figured out, you know, who it was. I think my mother helped me to figure out who it was because of the room that he's in and things like that. But what she said to me, she says, I don't see any spiritual, you know, like spirits around you, but I see puppies. She just said that she saw a lot of puppies around me. I don't know what that meant. I mean, I had puppies when I was a kid, but what's with the animals?
Yeah, well, I will tell you this. One thing I don't do is I don't never speak on anyone else's reading. So if they told you puppies, what I challenge you to do is don't leave until you get a good understanding, because I think everybody agrees when I give you a reading, I make sure you have a clear fucking understanding. I don't leave you in the dark. I'm going to make sure you clear about what I'm saying. So I will say that. The other thing is I'm not a fan of people who give people readings without asking them, because too many games have been played with that card. So I kind of get you in a position, and, you know, because your energy, it's kind of like your best pair of panties. You wouldn't just pull up your dress and show them to anybody. So I think that we should definitely guard our energy that way when people just want to come up to us and just tell us anything. Because when you open yourself up to that, then you're also opening yourself up to whatever else they have.
That's true. Okay.
You understand? So yeah. I don't even want to pretend to know what that means. And but I will tell you, you do have four spirit guides around you. And that's what I see. I don't even want to speak on the puppy situation. And I would say for you, you know, if somebody tells you something and you're not clear, get clear. If you haven't asked them for a reading, then, you know, for what it's worth, take it and toss it, you know.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think the TLC channel that you got, that message is far more powerful than any little puppies laying around you. I think we could be working with this story for a whole minute.
You freaked me out, though, Ms. Lou, when you said that. I was like, oh, Lord, here it comes again? You said, like, I was like, oh, my God.
I'm telling you, I heard it. I seen TLC. I seen her jumping around. I seen Left Eye. I told you what I seen. Left Eye was jumping around, singing Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls. So,
well, I'm
going to
all that. I have to listen again, of course. But thank you very much, Ms. Lou.
Yes. Oh, you're the best. And so, you know, that really is a testimony to a lot of your energy waking up in you. Because remember, Left Eye was going through awakening period with herself. That's why she was with Dr. Sebi, and she really was going through her awakening and just really seeing sort of her life and things that she wanted to accomplish before she transcend to another place. So that whole thing about the light in the left eye is really her bringing you to your enlightenment, because that's a big part of what your daughter is needing from you, is calling from you, is yearning from you at this particular time, you know, and mm-hmm. you can do that because you're a highly intuitive sister. Do you have my Kim deck?
Absolutely have your Kim deck, and I know my magic. I know
All
my
right.
magic.
I know you know your magic. So you need to definitely start working with that because, like I said, you're a highly intuitive sister. And really just start working with all of your children. You know, just kind of work with them and even yourself just to kind of bring that energy online for you even more. It's beautiful. It's really beautiful. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, peace and love. Thank you for calling in. All right. Well, we're going to continue here live in the remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 305. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Okay, we'll come back. We'll come back to 305. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 786. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Hello. Greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue. How are you this evening?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
This is Etana calling from Miami.
Okay, greetings to you, Etana, from Miami.
And I was wondering if I could get a reading.
Okay, you sure can. What's your question for me today? What can I help you with?
You know, I'm just kind of torn and confused about which direction to go in my life. I was wondering if you could help me with that.
When you say torn and confused, because one of the things that I'll tell you, Etana, that I see is that the thing that you're seeking most right now in your life is truth. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so tell me about why you feel that you can't get the truth.
I don't know.
Yeah. So if I were to ask you this question, what is true for you? Tell me something in your life that's true for you.
Something in my life that's true for me. I guess seeking knowledge.
Mhm. Mhm. Seeking knowledge is true for you. And when you say that's true for you, but you don't have a problem seeking knowledge.
No, I don't. But sometimes the knowledge that I seek, when I get it, I might start to have doubts about certain things.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. You know, everything is a learning process, and once we are able to really work with the energy and do our own alchemy with it, then we can find our truth in it for ourselves. Let me ask you a question. Tell me, why am I picking up that you're afraid to be alone?
I wasn't aware that I was. In what way? You talking about in a relationship? Dealing with a relationship or something?
I'm talking about just you being by yourself, alone.
No, I don't have a problem with that.
So you're okay with being alone?
Yes, I am. I mean, at this time, I don't have a problem with it. If I have a fear about it, I'm not aware of it.
So you're comfortable with being alone. Okay. Well, I will tell you, as always, you know, I'm going to tell you what I get, is that that's one of your darkest fears, of being by yourself.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So when you tell me that you're seeking the truth and you're just not sure what direction you want to go in your life, as far as knowledge, you don't know what direction you want to go in?
As far as knowledge?
Yeah, I'm asking, is that your question?
Yes.
So you've been seeking knowledge pretty much all your life. So tell me why you feel now at this point that's difficult for you to see which direction you want to go in.
I don't know. It just seems like a lot of times I know which direction I want to go in, but I just don't really know how to get there.
Mm-hmm. And where are you trying to go? Because it looked like this going to be a long bus ride. Y'all better make sure y'all got a sandwich and something to drink, because we're going to be on this bus for a minute. It's all right. We ride with you.
In the right direction.
We ain't got no destination, but we're riding, y'all. We got a tank full of gas, and we finna get on the road.
Oh.
So you want to go in the right direction, which brings us back to you seeking truth, because you still have that judgment there that there is a right way and there is a wrong way to do this.
Yeah.
And there really isn't. I mean, you've been seeking knowledge. I don't want to tell your age. I mean, I think I'm the only woman that just loves to tell their age. So I respect other people. I just don't go blurting out their age.
Thank you.
I won't do that. But see, when I was a little girl, I was kind of corrupted by my grandfather. And my grandfather asked this woman once how old she was. And I was a little girl with him. And the woman said, "Now, you know you don't ask no woman her age." And my grandfather looked at her and he said, "Well, never mind." And he kept walking and he grabbed my hand and he said, "Listen here." He said, "You either grow old or you die young. So when somebody asks you your age, you need to tell them." And I never forgot that. I love telling my age, and I love to see the look on people's face when they say, "You don't look like you that old." Yes, I am. So, but I do respect other sisters, because everybody didn't have a grandfather like me, so I'll shade to him. Everybody didn't have one like him, so I can appreciate those who don't want to tell their age. But you've been doing this for quite a while, so you don't have no problem with learning knowledge. You don't have, I mean, I'm just not buying that when you say you're trying to figure out what direction you want to go in. I'm just not, I don't know, that's just not feeling well to me. I'm not, I mean, the ride is getting a little bumpy. I'll tell you something. I did a reading for a brother, and he was about 84 years old. And mm-hmm. he told me, he said, "You know what, Miss Blue?" After we finished, I said, "What's that?" He said, "You know, I'm looking for me a good sister." I said, "It's a whole bunch of them out there." He said, "I know kids." He said, "And before I leave, I want to meet me another good sister." So, you know, I find it interesting that you say you have no problems being alone and you don't care about that. I think that's just so not true. I think you do care. I think you've convinced yourself you don't care about that. But I think you care.
Miss Blue, you said that I was afraid to be alone. And I told you I'm not aware of being afraid to be alone.
Okay. Okay, yes, and I'm a big
I was,
one. I'm
I was
a big
stuck to be in a relationship.
Okay.
But
okay.
I didn't think it was anything I was actively seeking.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not actively seeking that. You call it the truth. Code word for a tall chocolate brother. That's what your truth is. That's why you don't know what direction to go in. We're trying to figure out which direction to go in to get the chocolate truth. By the way, there's a brother in the chat room that's from Africa. He said, by the way, I'm a tall chocolate brother. They really cutting up over here. You don't want them on our bus. They ain't, some of them can't get on the bus. We can't let them ride with us. Oh, yeah, we got all kinds
of
folks.
Miss Blue, do you see me in a relationship soon?
If you can really come to the realization that that's what you're really seeking, yes. But as long as you keep calling your chocolate brother your truth. Then I don't see that happening.
Okay.
But I think once you really kind of, see that, hey, it's okay for me to say that I don't necessarily want to be alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Miss Blue.
Yes.
You know, Miss Blue, I listened to your show when you were talking about the spirit guides, and I never knew that the spirit, our spirit guides, one of their jobs was to bring us joy. So
they do. Mm-hmm.
I was kind of down yesterday, and I talked to my spirit guide and I said I wanted some joy in my life. And this little song came to my spirit. It was I Believe in Magic.
Oh, can you sing it for us? That would bring me so much joy. That would bring me so much joy.
But Miss Blue, I don't know the whole song. I just know I believe in magic. You sexy thing.
Hey,
where are you from?
I love it. Oh, this is so beautiful. Everybody is throwing up hearts. You that just brought everybody joy that's listening from all over the world. I love it. Oh, that is so beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yes, so I guess my spirit guide was telling me to believe in magic.
Yeah, you have to believe in magic.
Yes.
And know that we can seek truth. We will always find our truth. But it's okay to seek a chocolate or caramel brother every now and again. It's okay to seek them, too, It's okay to put that, You can open up the bus and you can let them get on the bus because it's a lot of folks. I see y'all lined up trying to get on her bus. Y'all better back up off of her bus now. Oh, well. I thank you so much for calling in. This is
thank you, Miss Blue. And peace and blessings to you.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, and know that you're headed in the right direction. And I'll take a ride with you on your bus any day. So you can come back.
Thank you very much.
All right. Beautiful. Hold the line. Oh, that was so beautiful. I believe in magic. Y'all know that. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, and I believe it is a Skype caller, and I believe this is Abdullah. I think, did I say it right? Greetings. Greetings. Greetings, Skype caller.
Hello?
Are you there? Yes, greetings.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Who's on the line, please?
Hello, Miss Blue. You're speaking with Booba, calling from Amsterdam.
Oh, Booba. Yes, you know I tear up names. I'm not from this planet. But greetings to you.
Greetings, Miss Blue. I just called in because I just woke up in the middle of the night, and it's my birthday today, and I had this mail that the show is coming. So I just want to say thank you for everything I heard on the show and my reading. And, there's a lot of things have been happening for me in the last 12 months.
I see. And, happy birthday to you.
Thank you very much. And I just want to share this moment with the family. And I'm very thankful for everything I got through the remix. And maybe you can, I don't know if you can see in my spirit what I might be doing in the coming 12 months.
Mm-hmm.
Beside the work that I'm doing with all the spirit all the spirit guides that I got, and mm-hmm. and all the Coltrane energy that I'm wearing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is an amazing brother, you guys. I really can't say enough. Very amazing, brother. Give me one second because we're going to do that. But it is so good to hear from you. So what time is it in Amsterdam?
It's like 8 o'clock in the morning almost.
Ooh, okay. Wow. Okay,
And I've been talking a lot with Brother Bilal. He also did a reading. I got one of those numerology calendar from him.
The soul calendars.
Calendar. And I'm very thankful for everything that I got now to do my work. So it's amazing.
Wow, that's beautiful. Well, you're moving in, and you're already in an amazing cycle for yourself. And this is all about creation. So you're really in, and this is perfect for you because of your work that you do, because you truly are a creator. You create on a level that is... that's interesting. You create on a level that really is out of this world. Very, very visual with that. But this is going to be a really strong year for you to rebuild. So it's a lot of building going on for you here in this, building a very, very strong and solid foundation. This is a big part of what's going on for you. A lot of doors are going to be opening, and it's kind of the cycle that I kind of named after Rihanna. It has a lot to do with shining bright like a diamond. So that's where you are. You're in the cycle where you can shine bright like a diamond. So everything we're talking about tonight, light and illumination, this is the cycle where dreams do come true, where you're sharing sort of this love that you have and being very focused in your work. In the next couple of months, there's going to be some opportunities for where you're going to have to really put some practices in place for yourself. And you are going to be presented with some of your old business habits of how you did business in the past, but you're going to see a clear way that you actually can implement your new way of doing business. And that's about not only valuing the people you work with, but valuing yourself more importantly. That's the main thing. The other thing is I have this beautiful woman here that is telling me that she sends kisses and loves to you, and that is your mother.
Yeah. I sensed that the whole day, like yesterday I was feeling like very much something with my mother and my father, so I rebuilt my altar and I got them some flowers and candles.
Beautiful.
And everything.
Your mother is ecstatic. She could not be a more proud mother of you. And incidentally, you know, she's telling me that she has learned so much from you since she's been on the other side. Like, she's just learning so much. and she's sitting there. And even your father, I can tell that maybe they weren't together when they passed. Is that correct?
Yeah, my father passed like 2 years ago, and my mother is like a very long time.
Okay, so they are together, but your father is in awe, very proud father as well, too. But your mother said she is just, she's overjoyed with it, and she just really, really love it. And she said she, you know, even I guess you had a conversation a couple of days ago speaking about them with someone, and they both are smiling. They both are smiling because they said they love the way you talk about them. They love to hear that. That just fills their heart with joy. Both are your biggest supporters and your biggest fans. Your mother is so excited. Your father's trying to tell her to kind of calm down a little bit because your father was kind of conscious. Your dad was kind of conscious. Yeah, because he's like, you know, he's kind of puffing up his chest a little bit like, yeah, I knew something. You know, he get it from me. You know, your mom is all excited about it. This is like a new wonderland to her, and she said she's learning so much from you, so much.
Oh, that's great. Always great to them.
Yeah, but they are well. They are well, and they are just sending love out to the whole family, to everybody, and to you. Yeah.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
This is the greatest gift I got this year.
You gave us a gift, and I want people to. I don't want to kind of put you on the spot because, you know, this brother, you know, we worldwide the remix and we got powerful people connected to us all over the world. This brother here, oh my gosh, do you have a YouTube channel or somewhere where your work is?
Not yet, but I'm rebuilding everything because Brother Bilal also told me like because I wanted to move from Amsterdam to London because of this I've been working with Coltrane, like you told me in my dreams to ask him and stuff like that.
Yes.
And I've been following a lot of him. His energy got me really thinking about to move to London because something might happen for my work there. And
I can see it because this is rebuilding for you. I'm telling you. This is, and you said the words right after I said them, rebuilding. This is your cycle, and this is your shine bright like a diamond, like none other. Things are going to just, doors are just going to be opening from all over the place for you, everywhere.
Yeah, and that's why I'm also working on to just have everything right. So I'm building a new website and, you know, just making sure that I'm ready.
You've been ready. So as soon as you both get it together, and I know you will, come back.
Yeah,
and I want you to share that with the Remix family. And I just wish you so much love. You have such amazing, beautiful energy. And as soon as I seen your name there, I said, oh, my gosh, I wonder if that, and that's, sure enough, that's you. So,
yeah.
We'll be hearing more from you and some beautiful things. Happy Born Day to you.
Thank
Kisses.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you.
And
I want to thank everybody of the family, Brother Panic, Bobby Hammett, and everybody that went through. I got everything I needed from everybody. So it really helped, saved my life, to be honest. So thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. Much love to you. Well, peace and love to you from Amsterdam, and happy Born Day. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, what a pleasant surprise. A beautiful, loving surprise. Oh, did we go in the after hours and nobody told me? You guys didn't say a word. We are in the after hours, you guys, but what a beautiful way to transition into the after hours and just have so much love being spread from all over the world and for everyone who's out there. You know, this has been a really great share tonight. Very magical, as it always is when we get into this space and we come together and we sort of kind of permeate our light out into the cosmos, out into the Milky Way. Spirits all over, from all over places, every places, tell me that they can see the remix light when we get together in this sacred space and just kind of light this up. So I want to thank every one of you for coming and bringing your love, bringing your energy, and sharing in this amazing process, this transformation that we all go through while we continuously grow up here on Earth with so much love. And I wish all of you love, you know, on this day that we're just kind of climbing ourselves over. Realize that every day can be Valentine's Day. Spend that time to definitely share that love with yourself and love somebody else, and stand in that place of owning that with you, who you are, and your soul group, who you're connected with, which is each one of you. So I wish you guys nothing but peace and love. Download. You know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. If you love it, I want you to love it. Love it over on Facebook. Love it on Twitter. Send a message. Send an email. And I guess we will see each other again. We will be back here on Sunday night. For the rest of you, I will see you inside Self-Invested. That's going to be amazing. And just enjoy the magic. So peace and love to you guys. We're going to close out. And don't forget, if you want to be a part of the love seminar that myself and Brother Bilal is doing, that you send an email over to Question for Blue and just let us know. So peace and love, much love, warm spirit, and much love to you guys. I'm going to bid you good night to everyone. Love you guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful evening, day, morning, afternoon, wherever you may be, all over the world. I love you guys. Peace and love.